Getting ready for grade 5, summer weather. Hurricanes. The beginning of a hurricane. Wind blowing over warm ocean water produces clouds. When things are just right, a large spinning system of winds can cause stormy weather. Once the winds reach 74 miles per hour, the storm is called a hurricane. The wind in a hurricane spins the clouds in circles. At the same time, it is moving the clouds forward over more and more warm water. This forward movement means that more water is added to the clouds and the storm grows even stronger. Hurricanes can travel thousands of miles, getting more powerful as they go. Hurricanes break up and die down only when they pass over cool water or land. If a hurricane stays over land, it begins to get weaker. Once the storm's wind speed drops below 74 miles per hour, it is no longer a hurricane. The ocean water has to be very warm, above 80 degrees Fahrenheit, for a hurricane to start. Only the ocean water of the tropics, which is the area near the Earth's equator, gets this warm. Since hurricanes begin in the area around the equator, hurricanes are most likely to come ashore in or close to the tropics. In the mainland of the United States, hurricanes usually come ashore in states around the Gulf of Mexico and the southern Atlantic. Hurricane Katrina that caused damage to New Orleans had winds up to 175 miles an hour. But the heavy rainfall and high ocean waves also caused damage. Wind tore apart homes and buildings, while rain and ocean waves flooded streets. Parts of the city of New Orleans, where people lived, are now underwater.